İstanbul'a geldim. Tekrar Yusuf. In the 40 years. And this applies to a person I mean, who has generally tried to lead a life according to the Sunnah, according to the Sharia. So when it comes to this is in the 40 years, then Allah Ta'ala will decree that he will be free from the disease of leprosy and the disease of insanity won't affect him. When he reaches the 50 years, then Allah Ta'ala ordered that his hisab must be simplified. When the day of Qiyam comes, his hisab will be very strict. There will be a lot of overlooking of his fault and things. And when he reaches the age of 60, then Allah Ta'ala orders the Farishtas, the Malaika, they must love that person. Otherwise, they make them dua for it. Farishtas, they will continuously make dua for that person. And when he reaches the age of 70, then he is, I forgot now, let's see what happens at 70, I must check it again. When he reaches the age of 80, then only the thing is good deeds are recorded. The sins are not recorded. It is applied to a person who was conscious of the deed throughout his life, conscious of the deed. And personally, he only commits all sins, these are not recorded. And at the age of 80, the thing is completely freedom. Of 90, when you come 90 now, is called freedom. They must not record nothing of his, whatever goodness he has, he used to do in his young days, even if he doesn't, or when he was strong, healthy, he must continuously record all those good things, and record that he gets the sawab of that. And it is decreed that he will have the right to make shafaat in the seat on behalf of his family, or family, and the account is being able to intercede on behalf of him. So old age also, you can say, the people are bound to. But the people, they don't understand. They think the family, old age, you say, blessing, pain, bounty, whatever, for a person conscious of the deen. Where is the final people of the dunya, who are the men, the old, and then he said, dies in the head of it. You know, they say, the Islam said, La Tantifu Shaiba. Right now, you're a Muslim, you're not counting. Don't pluck out the white hairs. Because why those white hairs will be the nur of the Muslim on the day of Qiyamah. Don't pluck out the things. Don't pick up those people and find old people on them. They are focused only on the dunya. The akhir, they're old, but the mort is further from them. They want, even if it's something occurred, they try to drop it out. They don't want to face the reality, and they pretend as if they're young, they're not going to die. And then you see how they dress now. They dress like young people, and conducting them like young people. Then the Bishop said, Khairu Shabam. Khairu Shababikum, man the Shabha Kuhulikum, the best of your youth are those who emulate, who imitate old people. Right? They don't they act like old people, responsible. They only does with futility, only youngsters. Wa Sharu Kuhulikum, man the Shabha Kuhulikum. And the worst of the old people are those who emulate young people. And they play young. So I see the thing is that old age of the thing, it's like yam at the thing, every day of the age. And I appreciate that also in color, you give an opportunity to an old person, that his reckoning will become easy and maybe completely go to Jannah without reckoning. This is the only thing. Remains on the path of him. So I see that everything Allah Ta'ala has to answer. For the moment, as Allah made it very simple. Life is very simple. It must be of ourselves. We make this life, and the Akhirah will make it difficult for us with our disobedience. And the Sayyid Sadi Saqati Alhamdulillah left to the age of, I think, 90 years. And say the only time that he was for secret for Pedran was in this Mahadur Mount. All my years, last year, from the 90th year of everything, he said that he would do everything, not in the mirror. Very, very busy. People got different needs when they look in the mirror, different intentions. But he would look in the mirror every time, not many times a day, look in the mirror. The fear of Allah's azab was so overwhelming in him that he looked at didn't my face maybe change? Allah Ta'ala changed to a monkey or a pig, then I changed because of my evil deeds. So it was always scared, it was overwhelmed. In some area, it becomes overwhelming, Allah Ta'ala's fear. And it's imminent Allah Ta'ala's azab will befall them. So I look at him well and he said, no, my face didn't change, and it's shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So I think that in the case, someone else for worldly reason, you know, when you beautify yourself in the mirror, maybe for a wrong purpose, and the certain extent, this person looks with good intention, I think. One moment, is a mirror for another moment. That in the mirror, you see your fault in your appearance, in the garments, you see the fault and you rectify. So, the mu'min, when I see something wrong in another Muslim, then just like that mirror notifies the person of his appearance, so we have to notify that person. But nowadays, the attitude of the people is very involved in unreasonable. That when they see something wrong, if they appear in the mirror, they'll criticize the mirror. They'll find fault with the mirror. So everyone to say that when I can say you're stupid, tell me the brain. Something's wrong with you and you blame the mirror. So exactly the same way. When someone makes Amr bin Ma'ruf to a person, you give him a nasihat and he becomes angry, he's like that person who finds fault with the mirror. You should be thankful that you are reminding him of something which is of benefit for him in asking. But if you give him advice and you save him from worldly loss, then you'll be thankful to him. You say, look here, you mustn't go there, there's a robber star, I just come from there. The robbers there, they can hijack you, and get them. All you invest here, you're going to lose a lot of money, because, and being the least, you'll be grateful and thankful to him, because you saved him from worldly loss, because he understands now the value of money and the value of material object, he understands it, so he appreciates it. But when you tell him something for his own benefit, pertaining to the Akhirat, you'll see what happens. Now you become angry, you become annoyed, because why? There's no understanding of the Akhirat, absolutely nothing. And there is no reason why a person will become angry. When you give him worldliness here, he appreciates it and thanks you for it. And if you may say pertaining to the Akhirat, which is of great value, which is true value, it is worldly things compared to the Akhirat, there's no value in it. But yet he appreciates that, and here he becomes your enemy. And the Ma'adha radiallahu anhu, the Harab bin Ma'adha radiallahu anhu says, Akhoka, Ma, Akhoka, Ma arafaka, your brother, true brother, your true, if your brother is true, he is one, a brother is one who makes you aware of your faults. Wasadikwa, ma hadaka zanub. And a true friend is he who warns you about your sins. If you're a friend, if your friend has more awareness of his friend's sins than a brother. So, yeah, look at your eyes, just know your faults externally. But the friend knows your inner secrets also and knows your evils and sins to God. They're close to him, confiding him. So, you say, a true friend is one who warns you about your sins. About your sin to come on you, who warns you about it. Not someone, let me, who assists you, is your friend, your friend in your sins, you participate with you, and aids you, and assists you in committing your sins. Amr bin Ma'ruf, it's a great favor which one bestows on others. People don't understand. Sahaba was asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, An-Nuhlakum, Us-Salihuna, Fina. Ya Rasulullah, will we be destroyed? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, speaking of punishment in general, will we be destroyed? Even if they are Salih, is Puzuk amongst us? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, yes, now, yes. La Afshash, Khubz. When evil becomes rampant, then everyone's going to be taken in this. Doesn't matter your buzuks, because these buzuks maintain silence. They become desensitized and they participate, or even if they don't participate, they maintain silence. It is become the norm now, this tariqa, the evil ways, haram ways. So if they have accepted it, they don't speak. So let us say, what the kufit has done? لا تصيبن من تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة. Allah Ta'ala says, prepare of such a punishment which will overtake not only the transgressors. Allah Ta'ala says, it's not going to take only the transgressors. Even the pious people, the ulama, the awliya, the sheikhs of the time, the mashayikh, all going to be overtaken by the punishment. That is because of their silence and their participation. They give that thing with the presence and with the silence. They silently the aim and the abet in the evil. So desensitized, because so much is rampant being committed in the evil, that they can't, don't even frown. Not a frown comes on the company like this. We start with that. I'll say it's not because the grain, that Buzhruk in Esau did not even frown when my laws were being violated, so destroyed the entire city along with the Buzhruk and all, it was also destroyed because he did not even frown at him. So desensitized, so paralyzed to the Iman becoming a spiritual art that he did not understand anything. And it is not given a normal life. And I would think that it is normal to see and hear evil. You just accept. So that is a thing, then the danger of that is when Allah Ta'ala's arm is out, the universal punishment comes, it will take on everyone. That means the community is fortunate if they have some ulama amongst them who continuously remind them of their wrongs, stamp on their toes, and they can criticize them and call them to book. And remind them of Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, the laws, and Allah's punishment. They are forcing, as long as death continues, inshallah, then the universal punishment of Allah Ta'ala won't overtake the entire community. But there's no one in the community to continue with Amr bin Ma'ruf, Nahy al Munkar, and then the punishment of Allah Ta'ala becomes now halal. The entire community is there to follow them. Amr bin Ma'ruf, Nahy al Munkar, it keeps away the thing. Punishment is suspended. It's Allah Ta'ala has set out or earmarked for this community, it remains in suspense over the community as long as Amar Mahal and Leah and myself continue. Amar Mahal and Leah and Mother, it was of another punishment. This afternoon, night of Miraj, she was then ready to. رأيت رجل من أمتي جاءت زبانة الأذاب. I saw, this was not night of Miraj, I saw a man from my Ummah and the angels of punishment came to me. Punishing. فجاءه أمره بالمعروف والنصر عن المثل واستنكره من ذلك. Then, as the angels were about to punish him, then his Amr bin Maruf and his Nahi al Munkar in some form came, suddenly appeared, and it blocked off the punishment, it blocked off. It became a barrier between him and the father and the angels, and he did not allow the angels to punish him. So Amr bin Maruf, Nahi al Munkar, in whichever way a person came with him, again, fulfilled his duty. Now he's listening, and every day Amar Maruf is must be a lecture and give bayan. Now everything you can, whatever your way, in no small way, and what you understand is right and what is wrong, and then you must have person every moment must discharge his obligation. It's not only from the ulama, Amar Maruf, it's for every Muslim. Every Muslim will have some knowledge. Some will understand this is wrong, this is right and wrong. So where you understand, where you are certain this is wrong, this is haram, this is halal, and your relatives, your children, your associates, and those whom you are able to offer Amar Mal. To Amar Mal, you have to execute the duty. Silence is not permissible. That the haqqi shaitan akhras, the one who maintains silence, then the haqqi is being trampled upon, and the haqqi is being distorted and destroyed, the shaitan akhras is a dumb shaitan. If the real shaitan is dumb, that's why he's maintaining silence. Dumb shaitan.
But Amr bin Maruf, person, layman making Amr bin Maruf, and some people now, and they can even get a comment like, don't tell me anymore, I don't want to hear. Everything I do is wrong.
Once you have called a person and he adopts that attitude, then it's no longer the situation you do. If he rebuffs you,
so your duty is now.
Because now the purpose of Amar Maruf is to convey goodness to a person, to help that person, but when a person adopts a shaitani attitude, now you're wishing time is no benefit in it. So you don't
know.
Adopt such an attitude. The first house to think. Firstly, you must try to do. Go to such a home where you will be constrained to eat any food. But they abstain from it. They don't if they do something which is glaringly haram, in which there's absolutely no difference of opinion, then I decide in front of them taking your food together. When you walk out. Walk out. It's not permissible to be in a prison, otherwise you will be recorded as being a participant. But there are other issues like this, the chocolates and things like that. In this, I mean, when there's different opinion on issues like this, and most of them, they say, no, it's halal. They're not eating it because it's haram, they're eating it because they believe it's haram. Is a sign of weakness also. When you spoke in the heart, when you accept it, don't accept it, criticize you or what? When they criticize you or praise you, it must be equal, it must be one. He just told this thing, whether you accept or not, get offense, mustn't worry. It takes time just to keep this attitude also. Yes. Being uncaring of what they are going to say. Must not be concerned with criticism. Let them criticism. Don't practice the Amr Ma'ruf. That they are not concerned with the insults of those who insult. They're not quite quiet about it. You just speak the heart. Oh, and forget about it.